You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are some of your greatest memories, some of your best memories, your fondest memories? What are they? Probably family type things, the holidays. You remember back to Christmas morning, Easter Sunday. You remember the birth of a child, marriage, wedding, perhaps the death, a funeral. And the through line to all of these is that there's a ritualistic component to all of them. It's something that we collectively have all done. So that makes the practice of these things so much more powerful. What I'm really talking about are different rituals. And rituals take many different forms, but have such extreme value because you are, theoretically speaking, doing the same thing that countless other human beings have done before you. So you yourself are experiencing it for the first time, but you're also continuing the legacy of that. You are following in the footsteps of so many who have come before you, people that you have no idea who they are, people that you've never met, and certainly people that you know intimately well, your parents, your grandparents, your children, and you get to experience it as a young person, and then God willing, you'll one day get to turn around and share these rituals, these experiences, these things that really mark time and connect us to countless generations, countless individuals, countless souls, for lack of a better term. So really, really, really powerful. Sometimes rituals are, it's secret. So if you're part of a fraternity or a sorority, or there's plenty of just groups where as you go through an initiation process, it's not necessarily public information and it is private. And it's not secret because you're doing anything wrong. It's just the secrecy, and it gives it an element of special. This is unique. Not everybody gets this. It's exclusivity. So you get to go through the same experience that so many people have before you, and you now share that with the people that are part of your same religious faith, part of your alumni group, whatever it might be. So they're so powerful. So powerful. And one of the things that makes it sticky and so durable is that we have always done it in this way. It is the way that it's done. And therefore, that's the way that we do it. And that is how it's done. And all of these things just make it so compelling. And if our goal is to lead a life of intention, to lead a life of meaning and fun and fulfillment and purpose and enjoyment, all of these things, an impact, well, I bet that there's something to be learned, something to be gained from somehow incorporating more rituals into our lives, because again, these are the weightiest, heaviest things that many of us do. And I'm not trying to turn every morning into Christmas morning necessarily, but kind of close to that. And when you look beyond this term ritual, which is a heavy term, and you go to a term like a habit, and then you go to a term like a routine, then we're starting to bridge the gap between sacred event and consistently educating something or consistently executing on something that is important and is of value. And why would we want to do that? Because that just, it makes the doing of important things more just easier, more automatic. We don't have to wonder what day Christmas Eve and Christmas morning is going to be. It's just we do it. And there's so many different rituals around that, from if you are an American Christian, as I am, the Christmas tree and decorating the house and presents and pumpkin spice lattes and all this stuff and Christmas music that goes along with the holiday season. So, bringing it back to what it is that I am really interested in talking about and framing it through the lens of rituals are that I want to lead that very, very intentional life. Nietzsche has this idea of eternal recurrence, and it's really heavy. It's something I've talked about and think a lot about, just simply that you would happily relive your life again the exact same way, over and over and over again. And I don't think that there's too many human beings on the face of the earth that would say, yep, I'm just doing that right now. There's plenty of just monotony, things we don't like that must be done. So how do we move from not thinking about this kind of thing at all to, if you believe that it's of value, which I do, to keeping it at least middle of mind, maybe not front of mind or top of mind, but just kind of in the middle. And I'm fond of saying that the only way to live how you want is to know how you want to live. So I think that that's the starting point to all of this, which is what is a great life? What would a great life look like for me? And it might not be possible to get from where I am right now to all the way over there, but how do I start chipping away at that? And so the idea is that I want to create what I call success rituals. And a success ritual is simply figuring out what the habit is that I'm trying to instill or create, figure out the corresponding routine. So habit is just something that I do consistently. So I wake up in the morning. That's a habit. That's a habit I always want to have. And then the routine is my morning routine, which we certainly talk about ad nauseum, not necessarily on the podcast, but other people certainly get excited about really refining and optimizing their morning routines. And I don't begrudge anybody any of that, because to my what I'm trying to get to right here is that it's just extremely important to be really clear in what your desired morning looks like, and therefore you have a habit and you create a routine. But then the really important piece to all of this is the meaning behind it. What makes Christmas morning special is that it's Christmas morning. It's not just every morning. What makes Halloween special? All of these things. It's obvious. It's obvious why it is that we all collectively give it a thumbs up and say, this is a cool event. This is a cool day. This is important. There's a lot of significance and meaning here. So, how do we take that and internalize it and then put it into our own lives, with the idea being, I want to get to the point where I am as close to leading that life that I would happily and joyfully relive over and over again. And it just starts with a little bit at a time. It starts with a little bit of the little bit at a time. And so these success rituals are the result of understanding on the front end, this is what matters to me. Been talking a lot about this as of late. This is what matters. And then it's this is what must be done in service of what matters. And then the execution of that, if we can create a success ritual around the execution of what matters, then I think we're really on to something. And Pareto, the gentleman who came up with the 80-20 rule, being that 20% of your actions will get or lead to 80% of the actual results, he also talks about the meaningful few. And it's just different activities, because right now, if you were to say, well, what do I feel like doing right now? You can do just about anything. In modern living, we have access to pretty much anything. But that doesn't mean that those are of value to me. And so what Pareto talks about, obviously, if he's trying to figure out and surface what are those really few activities that are going to give me the biggest result that I'm looking for, he refers to those as his meaningful few activities. And then
you've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Ergo, your meaningful few activities. So if we can figure out, here's what I want, here's what must be done, which are the meaningful few, and then how do I turn those into success rituals, then I think we're really onto something. So I am prone to want to boil the ocean. There's no question about that. But I think it's really hard and super abstract to move from where you might be, I don't know where you are, obviously, to God, my life is so awesome, I just want to keep doing it over and over again. So we take baby steps. We take one step at a time and we figure out, okay, if I could really do a good job in designing what I call a masterpiece day, then I'll be able to, and it's really bookending, it's figuring out what would a great morning look like, and then what is the great afternoon, evening rather, at the end of the day look like, because we theoretically have more control over how we start our day and how we end our day, because it's usually a little earlier in the morning, it's later during the day. In the middle, there's more demands on our time. Everybody's up and functioning, and people are wanting things of you, and you're wanting things of other people, and so it goes. But if we can really figure out, okay, not always going to be within my control, but what would a perfect morning look like? What would a beautiful masterpiece of a morning look like? Say, okay, well, I need to get up and I need to get my kids ready. I need to eat myself. I'd like to be able to exercise, take a walk, do yoga, do a meditation, hit a speed bag. I don't know what it is. I want you to think about it. And then, okay, that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to exercise. I'd like to spend time with family. And then what are those meaningful few activities that we can be doing in service of, want to have a great family life, I want to be healthy, I want to have fun, I want to have peace of mind, the six key areas that I talk a lot about: family, community, your work, your finances, well-being, personal development, and then peace of mind. So figuring out, all right, in those six areas, and it doesn't mean you need to do all six areas every morning or every afternoon. I'm not saying that necessarily, but it's just figuring out what must be done in each one of those six areas in order to get what I want. And to then figure out, okay, where can I create success rituals around the doing of the things that must be done? And once you sort of figure that out, it's always going to be refined because we're always changing. Your preferences are going to change. Maybe you're going to want to wake up earlier some days and not as early other days. And you kind of get the idea. And there's events that are going to happen and stuff will get in the way of the execution of these things. But that doesn't mean we don't constantly try and refine and figure out what is going to work best for us. And that's the idea here, is how do I get closer to that version of eternal recurrence that I'd happily do over and over again. And then to honor Sisyphus, Sisyphus, as the story goes, he got over on the gods a couple of times because he's a really smart, cunning person. And to punish him, the gods made him roll a boulder up a hill until he got to the top, and then it would roll back down, and you have to roll it back up to the hill, top of the hill, and it would roll back down, and he has to do that for eternity. And that, in a lot of ways, is the doing and the execution of success rituals and everything else that has to get done. And that you need to embrace that there's meaning in that doing. It's not simply, this is awful, I hate everything about it, because you change your perspective on that to, this is what must be done in service of what it is that I want, of that greater life, existence, being that pulls me towards it. So you're constantly rolling that boulder up the hill, only to see it roll back down every day. But let's make our day a masterpiece day. So that what that that boulder that we're rolling, because it's going to come, tomorrow's going to come, God willing, again, and I've got to roll the boulder up the hill again tomorrow. So why not really try hard to turn these into ritualistic type experiences? Does that sound silly? Does that sound trite? Does that sound hard? I think it's probably a little bit of all of those things. I don't think it's silly. I don't think that it's trite. Definitely hard. It's definitely hard. And it requires that we're constantly checking in on ourselves and making sure that we're still liking what we're doing. And if we can't necessarily say that way, I love what I'm doing, at least make it a little bit more tolerable. Because there's ways to do that. There's ways to make life a little bit more fun, to make things a little bit more joyful. But if we're not focused on trying to do that, well, it's not just going to happen on its own. In fact, that's the antithesis of everything I'm talking about. I'm talking about 1,000% being intentional with what it is that you want and trying really hard to create a life that you like, that you're proud of, that's impactful, that's meaningful, and then to live that life and to execute, only to have the boulder roll back down the hill and have to push it back up again. So try to bring all this together. Because it's not super complicated. It's just trying to figure out, okay, what would a great life look like? And then back it into, what would a great morning look like? What would a great evening look like? Once you sort of figure that out, figure out what your masterpiece day looks like, then it's, let's try to work on the rest now. Maybe there's different breaks throughout the course of the day. Or just, again, the success ritual is, it's your habit, it is the routine, and then there's meaning that's associated with it. If we execute on those things, I think that that's what's going to get us closer to the life that we really want. It's going to help you get closer to life that you really want. It's going to help you to be a lot happier, more fulfilled, all those beautiful, good things that we're all searching for. So think about the rituals that you've experienced in your life that have been the most meaningful, and think about why it is that you hold them to be so important, and then figure out how you can create more of those in your life. Maybe think about it around mealtime, you know? It's a function of what would make mealtime better. Can we cook together? Can we clean up together? Can we put music on? You get the idea. So eating is certainly a habit that we all have to do, and then it's the routine around the meal, the prep, the cleaning, the whatever it might be, the eating, how you do it, all those things. It's all controllable. But again, it's not going to happen on its own. And all too often, we kind of screw things up because we just go with the flow for a long time. And as you all know, life goes pretty fast. So like Ferris Bueller said, if you don't stop and look around a little bit, it might just pass you by. I think I may have butchered that quote. Fundamentally, do your part by doing your best.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.